Unit 6. Bill Gates, good businessman or bad? Most people know of Bill Gates, the head of the most successful computer software company in the world, Microsoft. If there is a computer nearby, chances are it contains Microsoft programs. Business has been very good for Gates. He is worth billions of dollars, making him one of the world's richest men. However, he has come under fire for being too aggressive in his approach to business. With his friend Paul Allen, Gates co-founded Microsoft in 1975 when Gates was a junior at Harvard University. Microsoft's first major success was the introduction of MS-DOS in 1981. This program was originally meant to run on IBM's computers, but Gates persuaded other companies to use MS-DOS as well, which resulted in the program becoming standard for the computer industry. The widespread use of MS-DOS, along with the success of other Microsoft products, made Bill Gates a billionaire by 1987, at the age of 31. Microsoft continued to expand during the 1990s, and now Microsoft's Windows operating system is used in around 85% of the world's computers. Perhaps this is why many people accuse Gates of using unfair business practices. According to them, Gates' main goal is not to work with other companies, but to destroy his competition by any means necessary. These critics say that the dominance of Microsoft products makes healthy competition impossible and reduces the choices of buyers. In particular, these critics say that Microsoft should not include free programs with Windows, such as the web browser Internet Explorer. This hurts other companies that cannot afford to give away their software. Gates has countered critics by saying that Microsoft has only responded to the normal dynamics of the business world. In an interview, Gates explained, "Microsoft is only healthy if the industry as a whole is healthy and thriving." He added, "Whenever a company is successful, people say it's out to dominate. Take Disney. It's a wonderful company, but there are people within the entertainment industry who wonder about Disney's goals." Additionally, as Microsoft enters into other related fields of technology, Gates acknowledges that his company is not the biggest kid on the block. He claims, "As Microsoft moves onto the information superhighway, believe me, most of the companies involved are far bigger than we are. We're dealing with the German telephone company and with British Telecom. We're dealing with NTT, Nippon Telegraph, and Telephone Corporation, the world's highest valued corporation." In his own eyes, Gates believes, "We are a small, small company in that arena."